things you remember from school. Good morning. It's day two for the New Boy Show, and that is...
It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show. Good morning.
Oh, not this again. Here's the latest news with Andrew Bailey.
It's 6 o'clock. A bright start to the...
It's past six. Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
David Tennant Breakfast Show.
Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show back Monday morning with me, Christian O'Connell.
Yeah, well, but until Friday, it's the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
The special...
I think we've established this yesterday. I don't think we need to go over this again.
Christian O'Connell, still very much here.
Listen, Christian, you're involved. You're doing the time checks. You're pressing the buttons.
With special guest engineer Christian O'Connell.
Exactly.
Hang on, who's doing the time checks today?
I think you should.
Oh, geez, thanks so much. No, poor little Rich. Look, Richie's not going to look in over there.
Richie can do the time checks.
Cuckoo tenants turned up, pushed us all out the breakfast nest.
I didn't want to draw too much attention to it yesterday, but I felt I was...
Well, you did after the show, and at the beginning of the podcast, you went, crikey. You happy with it all?
But
you happy with it all?
Also, Richie's come dressed entirely in black today, so it's like he's just psychologically fading away.
Yes. We can barely see him. The sort of carpeted soundprint of walls we have here are black.
Yeah.
So all you see is Richie's sort of head moving around
today. You see a little pink head bobbing around over there.
Not for the first time in the studio. Hey, we're into it. Right, on today's show then, out in the zoo right now, have we got pictures up so people can have a look at this? Because I know there's a lot of people around the world right now tuning in for DT.
There are pictures of the bed, not of it in its current bedspread makeup, but we'll get those on very shortly, yes.
Mm. I'd like to point out to the listeners that bedspread that has now been put on the bed is not mine.
Oh, come on now. I mean, we went to pick up the bed yesterday and it had a Doctor Who. I'm surprised you sleep in a Doctor Who bedspread.
Did it really, or have we added that?
Yeah, and someone had sneezed all over it. I didn't know you had a cold.
Last week I was suffering terribly.
Yeah, cool. So the bed that's out in the zoo is genuinely David's bed.
Yes, not my bedspread. I didn't know you could get Dalek bedspreads in a double.
Yeah, you've got to wonder what's going on in your life. If you are an adult, and obviously you've got a double bed, there's somebody else in it with you.
Presumably.
And you're going to sleep in the old Doctor Who bedspread.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I know I want one.
I'm sure. Do you get a little cut of the...
I don't think my face was on it. I don't think I
do. Oh, no. So if you are going to do that, only get the one with DT's face on it.
If there is one with my face on it, I'd recommend that.
So you can win this bed. Seriously, right, David's old bed of 15 years?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Tomorrow morning. We'll put the pictures up. Also,
it is a manky old thing, though.
Yeah, it's a character bed. I mean, it's not too bad,
And
is
there
it?
Are some a couple of health hazards, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
A couple of sharp bits.
Well, it's just this big, sharp, sort of one-foot spike coming out of one of the corners as well. I mean, do we not have to do, like, a health and safety thing? Because obviously someone's going to win this tomorrow. We're doing an auction tomorrow on the show. You can have the bed, the highest bid, and the money all goes straight to children in need.
Yes.
Do we have to do, like, a health and safety disclaimer?
It is caveat emptor. Buyer beware. That has been plastered all over it, I think.
So, yeah, if you're blind already, this thing's perfect for you, okay? If you've got kids or anything like that, don't let them anywhere near.
No, really don't, actually.
Because otherwise, this is an item on Rogue Traders. You know,
it is a little bit, yeah.
A little irritating Weasley be round here on the motorbike, Richie, okay?
Hey, I like that.
I bet you did.
Come on.
This is solely made for people like you, Richie, that is. Okay, we thought because David Tennant's on the show this week, and it's Doctor Who this weekend, Sunday night, BBC One at 7 o'clock, and David's obviously leaving Doctor Who.
Yes.
We thought we'd roll out an OC mixtape with all about breakup songs. So if you want to let us know, what do you think is the greatest breakup song? Richie is moving by the whiteboard. We're looking for 10 tracks, so you need to tell us why you think your song is the greatest breakup song. 0330 123 1215. We'll find out everybody's next after this. Richie's going to have to save us, right? Come on, it's 15 minutes past six on Absolute Radio. It's Huey Lewis and the News, Power of Love. And this morning, then, we're asking you to give us a call. Tell us about your favourite breakup songs. David Tennant, Doctor Who, he's breaking up with Doctor Who.
That's true, yes.
In a
but,
nutshell.
You know, it's a mutual thing. It's not a sad thing.
No. But both of his two hearts are broken.
They are.
Yeah.
Smashed into
So we want to know about your favourite breakup songs for our OC mixtape, 0330 123 1215. I'm getting obsessive about mine at the moment. I'm not ready to let you know what mine is. So, Richie, you can have first hit. Dave is going through his iPod as well.
Yeah.
Right, trying to find his favourite breakup songs. So, Richie, I've never thought I'd say this before. You need to save us.
Well, I'm in the position to.
Richie, by the way, while we listen to Huey Lewis, Richie just goes, just to warn you guys, I'm feeling... sharp today.
And he did do it with a double click as well.
He really
did.
Yeah. So you're on it today?
I am, yeah. I feel as if there was a beat, I'm on the beat.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And I'll demonstrate that by my breakup song being The Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way.
Great 80s song. Pretty sure that it's a cover version, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Correct.
So you're saying Somerville, yes. Richard Cole. Anyone know what the noise is? Is that you? Were you in the choir?
Yeah.
I bet you were in the choir.
I was in that choir.
Yeah.
I was in the choir at school, actually.
Richie, I'm saying, yeah, there's room in our little mixtape of breakup songs for a wee bit of the great Jimmy Somerville, the lads. Communist,
lovely.
Don't leave me this way. Straight
lovely.
In, Rich.
Thank you.
Don't
leave me this
way. Always got a dull band, though, until it pops. Do you remember?
Yeah, they just used to stand there. Yeah,
they would just stand there. There was Richard Cole, who's now a minister, and you hear him a lot on Radio 4.
Yeah, yeah, Radio 4 plays the piano.
Yeah, he would just be, you know, looking a bit awkward behind the... They always looked like they felt quite... Yeah, behind his...
And they never dressed up. Little Jimmy was always just standing there in a pair of jeans and a check shirt.
But if you wanted a man up front who could sway, because he was a really...
Oh, he could sway.
He was a good swayer.
Yeah.
But they were a band, a lot of 80s bands, very band on
top
of
the pops. And he can sing higher than most human beings can hear, so...
only dogs can hear this bit. Is he singing yet? Maggie, I can't find yours.
Oh.
But you're not even sure either that Bruce Springsteen and Juliet is a breakup song.
Well, I think it probably is. As Richie quite rightly pointed out, Juliet's clocked it. You know, she's taken the poison, she's gone. So it must be a breakup song.
But is it a breakup song if she's poisoned herself? Because that's... Is it really a breakup song?
That's more of a suicide song.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a different mixtape altogether.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to readdress
this. Which is mostly Smith.
Hang on. Does it mean only Richie's managed to actually do anything for this feature? He's on it today.
He's sharp.
Like I said.
Oh, no. 0330-123-1215 for yours.
Absolute Radio travel with Renault.
Starting off,
my song of the decade, 6:27 on Absolute Radio. Our special guest this morning and tomorrow morning as well is Dr. Who, David Tennant.
We say special guest, you know. It's a co-hosting gig at least.
It's more than a co-host, isn't it, Rich? You'd call that a special guest, wouldn't you? He's a special guest co-host.
Yeah, he's your guest co-host, so, yeah.
If this was an episode of Friends, you're the Tom Selleck. It's kind of like with a very special guest appearance by.
I think I'm more of the Courtney Cox.
And they're normally things that ruin the show, aren't they, when you get one of those guest appearances? Because you go, I just want to see Monica and Chandler.
You realise how much you like the main characters.
Yeah. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with a very special guest appearance.
Well, I think, I'd see myself as the Matthew Perry of the show, really, rather than the Tom Selleck.
So who's the Tom Selleck, Richie?
If you're lucky.
Okay, so we're talking about breakup.
Bruce Willis over there.
We're talking about breakup songs this morning, because obviously Dave is breaking up with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And that starts this weekend, and BBC One, Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So Bells has got a great suggestion for his breakup song. At the moment, there's only Richie's got actually one that he's put forward, which is Common Arse, Don't Leave Me This Way. Bells, take us back to the 80s with this one.
Oh, well, you can't get more 80s than this, can you? Heart and Alone.
Listen to this.
Wow.
Like any good kind of power band of the 80s, starts with the old piano intro.
Yeah, you can hear the leather creaking, can't you? Yeah. And the hairspray.
She hears the ticking of the clock. How powerful is that?
Don't strike a match or that Barnett is going up.
You're right, and all those candles. I bet the video for this had candles everywhere. In a mansion with the wind blowing through the net curtains.
Yeah,
with meatloaf in the background somewhere.
Just lurking around, trying to get in. Pouring at the door. The night goes by so very slow.
It drags if you listen to this.
You're not approving of an Alone by Heart.
I do.
And then the drums kick in. Yeah, Ben, it takes track number 2.
Thank you. Wow.
Track number 2 on the breakup
songs.
Wow,
that really is stripping the paint off the walls in here.
Hey, what about this then? I mean, for Bunny Boiler anthems, they don't come any better than this.
Very good.
If she turned up on your doorstep, okay, you'd be terrified.
Yes.
If you got rid of Alanis and then... I've written a song about us. It's called You Ought to Know. The lyrics in this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a sustained rant for 4 minutes.
Another version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theatre?
See, is she as dirty as me?
Yeah,
would she do that?
Dirty as me.
Who does that in a theatre as well?
Yeah.
You can't show those narrow little seats. Could you do that in a theatre?
Oh, come on, Christian. Don't pretend you're so naive.
Richie, track number 3 is Alanis Morissette, and You Ought to Know. Brilliant, brilliant breakup song. David's gone for, the King of Miserable. I love Moss.
We talked about this during the song. This is a song called Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, which, you'd think. But actually, Having done a bit of investigation, I think it's just Morrissey moaning about life in general.
Richie, take us to the lyrics.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Yeah.
I was looking for a job, then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now.
So he's not happy, this guy, is he?
Two
no wonder he's been dumped.
Pass me by, heaven knows I'm miserable now. It's just a load of statements about things that are making him unhappy. None of them really a breakup in a relationship.
So, David...
That's not going in, is it?
No.
That's actually for the Life is Rubbish mixtape, which comes next week.
Just people that are hard to please. You know,
yes.
It should mainly be 10 Morrissey songs, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what breakup song have you got?
I've got a couple, actually. I've got Natalie Imbruglia, Torn.
Rich, you might want to move his car forward today if he's going to be like this. Thank God you're sharp today, Rich. 6:30, that's enough. 6:31, let's get the news headlines. His standing cover version. That is Florence the Machine, You Got the Love on Absolute Radio. This is coming up for 25 to 7. So we're talking about the greatest breakup songs ever for a mixtape, an OC mixtape. Richie, what do we have at the moment? We've agreed on just three tracks at the moment.
Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way, Heart and Alone, and Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Well, and also my suggestion, Nothing Brilliant Torn. I don't know why that's not gone up on the whiteboard.
DT has suggested...
Come on.
No, it's a great pop song, okay?
I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed lying naked on the floor.
It just makes me...
It's a bit vague, to be honest, but I think it's about a breakup.
Does it sit very well with, Alanis,
yeah.
Heart, coming on? No, it's a bit too lightweight.
Lightweight?
Yeah.
It's a bit uplifting. It's a bit uplifting.
Yeah, it's too uplifting.
You can't spend all the time crying. You've got to have... You wax and wane through a breakup.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Come
but,
and go.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got the Communards, bang, Heart Alone, bang, Alanis Morissette, yeah. And then you got...
It's melancholic. Conversation has run dry.
Oh, dear.
Oh my word. No wonder she's been dumped. You know, if you... One of these people that are always happy or just cheerful non-stop.
Oh, no, I think there's a real heartbreak
in
there.
Too up, you know, the people that are too up and
like... All right, then. I still think Natalie Imbruglia should go on the board, but for another pint-sized pop princess, how about Avril Lavigne? Every song she makes is a breakup. Girlfriend is a pop classic.
Right, listen, how old are you? Right, do you own a skateboard? What is wrong with you this morning?
I am down with the kids.
Yesterday, you stank up the show by making us play Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling, right?
I'm down with
and
the kids.
The wagons
what can I
were
say?
Rounding the station going, this is the home of real music. Now, I like Avril Lavigne, okay?
Good. Yes. Nothing wrong with a bit of Avril.
I'm 36.
Yeah.
And don't even know if she's done a breakup song.
She's
Why
done,
do you know so much
she's
about
She's done several Skater Boys a breakup song.
No.
I said, see you later, mate. Right, no to Avril Lavigne.
Avril may be my guilty pleasure in life.
Yeah. No to Natalie Imbruglia.
All right then. You want cool? You want credible?
Yes.
You want integrity?
Yes.
Elvis Costello, I Want You. Now that is a breakup song.
Straight into the mix.
If there has ever been a breakup song to slash your wrist to, this is it.
There we go. This is more like it.
This is for sitting in your bed set, feeling like you want to talk yourself.
Without you. See, this is how you really feel when you've been dumped by somebody. You don't feel like
true.
This.
I don't know. You have a little bit of
like
both.
Some sort of sanitary towel advert music. And that's a good thing, but I'm just saying, this is breakup. I want you so it scares me. You're burning photos.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't got out of bed for 5 days.
No
you
more
know,
tears left.
You are
no
not. You showed me what it was to cry. You know, this is skipping around the kitchen. Woo!
I'm cold and I'm shamed lying naked on the floor.
I'm not surprised with that manky bed that you're trying to sell to our listeners, to be honest. All right, let's get the latest travel news now with Maggie Doyle. Next tape. We'll come back to the other sort of sick tracks we've got to fill after 9 o'clock this morning because we haven't even talked about Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. This is an amazing text from Karen in Battersea. Christian, when I dumped my jealous... Oh, bad... David Cameron swear word there. When I dumped my jealous T-word of an ex, he sent me James Blunt's Goodbye My Lover in the post.
Wow.
It had me in floods of tears, but it didn't change my mind. I listened to it once... binned it, and then put on Bon Jovi's You Gave Love a Bad Name.
Excellent. Good work.
From Karen in Battersea. Thanks very much for the text. That's fantastic. Okay, we're going to try this again. We did it yesterday. It's high concept. It was a conference call with Doctor Who fans, David Tennant fans, all over the world. Okay, this is one of the BBC's biggest shows all over the world, on with Top Gear.
Yeah.
Where do you think it went wrong, producer Rich, yesterday? Because it was just a load of voices.
Where did I think it went wrong? I think, first of all, I don't think it went wrong. I think it just could be better.
Yeah.
Because it happened. I think, first of all, we're dealing with high technology here.
Sure. Got phones.
Sure.
Conference calls.
Well, no. Let me show you some of the strings behind the puppeteer here, Christian. With the conference call on our phones...
Wow, he really is on it today, isn't he?
Thank you. With the phone system we have here at Absolute Radio, to conference call someone in, seriously, they have to call us. You can't conference call in.
So that thing we did yesterday, they had to, you know, 10 people had to pay for that.
So they're paying for the privilege of being part of...
Yes.
But they were on hold for like 10 minutes.
That's right, 10 international calls, yes.
There was somebody calling from Russia. Wasn't it some call box in Russia shoveling in the Copex?
Israel as well, all of them. So what you're waiting for,
if Simon Cowell hears about this, he's going to go, and the votes this weekend will be done via conference call. Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. We're onto a big scam here. Right, okay, so first of all then, we should be able to say...
You're doing it in the language of the country.
That's right, yes. I am, yeah. We're going from 1 Golden Square, London, to, let's say, Guten Morgen, to Dusseldorf, Germany.
Yeah, hello.
Good
morning from Germany.
Good morning. This is David Tennant.
Good morning, Germany.
Yeah.
Wait, who is that calling there?
Wie heißt du?
My name is Marion.
Marion.
And I had a complete David Tennant night because I had to work, and I was listening to audiobooks the whole night.
Where are you?
Yes.
You're listening to my dulcet tones whispering in your ear.
Yes. Unbelievable. In a few minutes I will wake up and did do that night. Great to have you on the phone.
It's lovely to be talking to you, Marion.
And for her to be paying for the joy as well.
Pardon?
And here we go.
You're having to pay for this call yourself because Absolute Radio are so mean they won't call you back.
It's the technology.
It's the technology, yeah. David.
Okay.
I'll just make that clear.
I'd like to apologise on behalf of Absolute Radio, but it's lovely to have you on the line.
Well, Marion, say hello to Michelle, who is in Seattle, America.
Yeah, hello, Michelle.
Hello, and I'm actually in New York. I'm just from Seattle.
Well, there we go. And Michelle, good morning, or good evening, I guess, is out there in New York. What are you, 6 hours time difference? Is it just gone midnight?
Yeah. No, it's 5 hours, so it's about 10 to 2.
10 to 2 in the morning. You're obviously a big Doctor Who fan.
That, and I have marketing homework to do.
Oh, I see.
We're just keeping
it. Just anything to drone in the background to keep you up.
We're just a distraction.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling us and paying for it, Michelle, who's obviously a student there. Let's say hello to, we can go across America to Dallas. Leslie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Leslie.
Ladies. It's good, this. Leslie's, David Tennant's here, Doctor Who.
Howdy.
Howdy, Leslie, yeah. Good. You're fulfilling the Dallas stereotype there. I like that. Have you a Stetson on as we speak?
No, unfortunately, my cowboy hat is sitting underneath a pile of laundry because I've been cleaning tonight.
Okay. Leather chaps, maybe?
No.
You're now running some sort of sexy call centre over there, DT, okay? Let's say hello to Crazy Canada again. Amy, hello.
Hello.
It's all women. You do pull in the ladies, don't
Come
you,
Come on, ladies from around the world.
Amy, do you want to say hi to David Tennant?
Hello, David.
How you doing, Amy?
Very good.
Yeah? What are you up to right now?
I was listening to you actually on the radio over the internet, actually.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. It's all very clever. That technology is clearly working better than this conference call technology.
Are we ready?
Although it's a bit better this morning. Everyone seems to be there.
It's a bit better, yeah. Are we ready now to go back to Europe, to Sweden? And we can say hello to Susanna.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Susanna.
How are you?
Morning, David.
Morning, Susanna. What's happening over in Sweden right now?
Not much.
Oh.
I'm looking over the sea and seeing the boats going in.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Do you get Doctor Who over there, or have they got some good TV?
Not on TV. I have found it on the internet, actually.
In a legal way.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I bought a box system.
That's fine, then. As long as you bought the box set, then you can stay online.
So we should have here, then. We've got Marion, Michelle, Leslie, Amy and Susanna, all David Tennant's ladies. Do you all want to say hello all together?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, David.
Hey.
They all start turning on each other in a minute. You know what ladies are like together. Frenemies, aren't they? You know, one minute they're all getting on together. Hello, next thing we'll be picking on each other.
These are all very well-balanced, lovely ladies.
Well, listen, David's ladies, it's been lovely to chat to you. I'm sorry you've had to pay for all of this. I hope it's been worthwhile. Could we have a big good morning, Absolute Radio, after three? One, two, three?
Good morning,
Absolute
Radio.
Hey! It worked better
that
than
was
yesterday.
Perfect.
All right, David, you want to say goodbye and good night to
you?
I'd
like to say goodbye and good night to every one of you individually. Good luck with the homework, Michelle.
Thank you.
And I hope.
And what about the others? You've got nothing to say, no personal message to them.
She was the only one doing homework. Oh. What else am I going to say?
What about
Susanna's watching the boats. That's all I got.
What about poor Marion in Germany paying for this and you don't get any name check?
I know, I don't even speak German. I don't know. Auf Wiedersehen. I can say that to Marion.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I can wish Leslie well with the housework. I don't know.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Good night, girls.
Good night.
Night. Night. Bye. Or good morning, or whichever it is. Bye.
Bye.
There we go.
Richie, that one worked better.
Better.
Yeah. I thought that was good.
Tomorrow we'll nail it.
Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with British Gas.
Plus seven all over the world on Absolute Radio.
David Tennant Breakfast Show with Christian O'Connell pushing the buttons.
Just going to press this one here. It's my job for the next day or two. Yep. While DT's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, in an hour's time, David Tennant will be earning his extortionate fee and acting for your pleasure in a very special live radio Doctor Who play, written from your ideas that we've had on Twitter, the world's first ever Twitter-sode. It's live out in the zoo. Got a great special guest star as well. But before that, we're going to have You Can't Cheat, and right now you can give us a call to play. Tennant's joining the action. I'm a movie. What movie am I? So do you know how this works?
I do, of course. I'm a regular listener.
You ever try to guess the movies from the clues?
Yes.
They're hard, aren't they?
They're very hard. Yeah. To be honest, I'm going to be useless at this. But, you know, I'm going to do my best.
So here's how this works. You give us a call, and in one line, you've got to describe a movie title as cryptically as you like. We take each other on trying to guess it. 10 seconds, we don't get the answer, you've won. Richie, you've got the scores up at the moment. There seems to be a problem. Why isn't Andrew Bailey on minus 12?
My error. Let me just fix that right now.
Now, come on. It's time to move on from that.
Well, I'm afraid. Let me just remind everyone why our newsman, Andrew Bailey's on minus 12. How would you feel if a newsreader from a radio station came to do an interview with you, but the interview was never going to be ever going to be played out,
right?
Just so they could meet you and try and get some free tickets to something you were doing? Because that's what happened with James Earl Jones.
I'd feel violated.
That's what happened with James Earl Jones and Andrew Bailey.
Right.
Secret interview that we found out about was
true.
He told them it's for the breakfast show. We didn't even know about it until someone told Richie here that.
I spotted it on the internet.
You do not do that to James Earl Jones.
No.
You don't do that to the Vader.
So the only way to hurt Bailey, minus points on iMovie.
Sure.
Right. Are you ready to play, boys?
Yes. Yep.
Eddie, you ready?
I'm ready. Primed.
Good lad. Richie, you ready?
Always.
On it today?
Yes, I am.
David Tennant, you ready?
I think you faded, Richie. Yeah, you were sharp.
You're starting to look a bit sleepy now.
No, you're starting to just sit back in the chair.
Talia.
Yeah?
Pardon?
Talia, yeah, Talia, that's me.
That's
hey,
you. Talia.
Good morning.
Okay.
Right, off you go. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
Good girl, off you go.
Okay. Okay, Red Windmill.
Red Windmill.
Yes, Red Windmill.
And this is a clue to a movie's title, yeah?
It's a clue to a movie's title.
Thank you. Red Windmill. This is a hard one straight away.
Crimson Tide, no. Red Windmill.
Scarlet Pimpernel, no.
Talia, our 10 seconds is up, and I'm curious to know what the movie is. What's the movie?
It's Moulin Rouge, because rouge means red, and Moulin is the windmill in the movie.
Very good.
Wow, look at you.
Very good.
You've beaten all of us. Well done.
Oh, David, can you just say, hi, Talia.
Hello, Talia.
Oh, my God! Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
he's bringing them in.
Lisa. All right. Hello?
Lisa?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Lisa. You're on I'm a movie, what movie am I? Off you go. Good luck.
Right. I'm a movie, what movie am I? Mm. Saturday, the 14th of November, 2009.
Saturday, 14th of November.
Week after...
The day after tomorrow, my friends.
That is a good clue as well. Right,
very
keep these coming. 0330 123 1215 0330 123 1215 Richie, the only one scoring so far this morning. 7:13 went to round two of I'm a movie, what movie am I? Richie, the scores at the doors at the moment.
Well, bringing up the rear is Andrew Bailey on minus 12. Everyone else...
totally unfair, and you know it.
James L. Jones, fake interviews.
Everyone else yet to score, bar myself, in the lead on one.
Yeah.
Early days. Roger, early good morning. Days.
Good morning.
Good morning. Roger, off you go.
Right, I'm a movie, what movie am I? The last Olympic Games.
Were in... Beijing.
China. The last Olympic Games.
Yeah, the last Olympic Games.
China.
2012.
No, they were in 2008, actually.
Crikey, no, we're up. 10 seconds is up. Roger, what's the movie?
It is 2012. A not yet that. Out movie.
That's but what I said.
To be fair, Bales did say that. But that's not the... I don't understand the clue. The next...
It'll be the last ever one, won't it?
The end of the world.
What, according to the Mayan prophecy?
Yeah, and 2012 will therefore be the last Olympic Games ever.
Is that some sort of Guardian crossword?
Well, a little bit.
Am I being too cryptic?
I think you are. And Andrew did get it, but strictly speaking, the clue doesn't work, so maybe he should lose an extra point.
I would, yeah. I'd put him down to minus...
minus
12, as he was there as well.
Yeah.
Any more contesting, that can go down. We go to Finland now. Krista, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Finland. How are you, Krista?
Can you stop trying to tap off with all the female
I'm
callers
just
today?
Being welcoming. Welcoming them to my breakfast show.
Some sort of lech over there today. You. Well, it's a bromide in his tea, Richie. Krista, what's your clue?
All right. My movie clue is Celestial Entities.
The Others?
Nope.
Celestial... The
Ghost?
Nope.
Star Bodies.
Hello? All together now? Starlight Bodies. We're back into that conference call.
No.
Angels.
Angels and demons.
Starmen.
Oh, no.
Starry things. Beings.
No.
Star Wars.
Planet.
Star Trek.
No.
Heaven's Gate. Heavenly, no. Heavenly creatures.
Oh, you got it.
Oh. Yeah,
get in. Papa Dink is in the game, my friends. Oh. We now go from Finland to Bracknell. That's showbiz.
That's how it works. That's how it works. That's the international reach of this show.
Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Christian. Thank you very much.
And suddenly the lech isn't interested in chatting up because you're not from Finland. How?
No, well, that's okay. That's
I love
fine.
A bit
good
of
morning,
Bracknell.
David.
Good morning, Sharon. How is Bracknell this morning?
It's cold and wet, I think.
Oh, all right. I see, I was trying hard there, but it's...
I know.
Sharon, what's your clue for us this morning? Thanks for calling in.
It's coloured siblings.
Blood Brothers.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he...
Blues Brothers.
Very good.
Come on!
Oh! David Tennant is in the game.
I'm on the board.
Well done. Are you generally pleased? You've got your first time.
I'm really
movie.
Pleased, yeah.
Richie, the scores at the moment.
Well, it's quite tight, actually. It's still bringing up the rear is Andrew Bailey on minus 12.
Oh, dear.
Eddie's on zero. It's a three-way tie for the lead between yourself, DT, and myself on one.
Come on.
Are we ready
come
to go
on.
To Somerset?
Always ready for Somerset.
Darren?
Hello.
Darren, what's your clue for us down there in darkest Somerset?
Yeah, I'm actually up in the Rhondda at the minute with a lorry.
Okay,
he's up in the Rhondda with the lorry. Thank you there, Darren. A little bit of local detail that we didn't need, but thanks all the same for it, Darren. Darren, are you a big fan of Doctor Who?
Yeah,
take or
I
leave
have
it.
Watched some of the modern stuff, but I like the classic with the older
I'm the same.
Doctors, I'm afraid.
I mean, you got proper actors there, but anyway.
Listen, I mean, you know, it's horses for courses. I'm not going to knock the old stuff, but, you know, you can tune in Sunday night at 7, Darren. I don't know, it's
I
just a suggestion.
I will do. My kids love it.
Very
so
good.
We'll be watching it.
Very good.
You go get that lorry out the Rhondda yet, though. What's the clue there, Dazza?
I'm a movie. What movie am I? Last day of the week, Valentine's Eve.
Valentine's Day's a massacre.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh,
last round coming up next is Maggie with the travel.
Absolute Radio Travel with Renault.
Blue Radio, Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
David Tennant Breakfast Show.
With Christian O'Connell.
I see we've sorted out the jingles. That's good. I'm liking the sound of them.
Yeah, I thought I could hide them delete them, but Richie's kindly found them.
We should play them some more.
You've become France in this campaign.
Sorry, I was never trying to take sides.
Yeah, but you found the David Tennant with Christian O'Connell jingles that you tried to hide. Okay, right, we're into the last and final round. Could Richie win it? Oh, Richie, the scores then, before we hit the news headlines.
Minus 12 for Andrew Bailey, 0 for Sports Eddie, 1 apiece for OC and DT, but myself in the lead with 2.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning.
So, listen, Josh, how's school at the moment, mate?
It's okay. It's bigger than my last school, but, yeah, it's good.
And what's the best thing you've done this week?
I don't know.
That's not a good sign, is it? And you're looking forward to Doctor Who this weekend?
Yeah,
should
be good.
Yeah.
Excellent. All glad you're tuning in, Josh.
Joshy boy, what's your clue for us?
Boy, I'm a movie, what movie am I? And like it's Boiling Blur.
Boiling
Hot
Blur?
Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well done, Bells. Well done.
Yeah,
Josh,
yeah.
Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Bye.
Take care. Have a good day at school. Andrew, are you in Massachusetts?
I am in Massachusetts.
Just about here, there. What's your clue for us? Thanks for calling.
I'm a movie. What movie am I? Remember, the 5th of November.
Fireworks night. Gunpowder.
Guy Fawkes.
Guy. Remember, the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot.
Oh, workings out on air at the moment in this. Andrew, I don't know. What
I
is
think
it?
We're out of time.
V for Vendetta.
Right.
V for Vendetta. Sorry, it's 2:30 in the morning here.
Yeah, that's okay. V for Vendetta, the Natalie Portman, Hugo Weaving film, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how does the clue work? I don't understand.
The thing goes, remember the 5th of November, and then you had the second part of the little poem in there.
Yeah.
I thought you would have gotten it.
Gunpowder, plot, and treason.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot.
Yeah.
It doesn't relate to V or Vendetta, though.
No.
He had a vendetta against the government, didn't he?
Well, thank you there, sport.
Okay. Okay.
He wears a Guy Fawkes mask, though.
He wears a Guy Fawkes mask. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for translating there, David. Okay, well, we've got to hit the news headlines now. What are the scores then, Richie?
It's a win for me.
Oh, come on.
That's all you need to know. 2 points.
Coming up then, we've got You Can't Cheat, and the very next song is picked by David Tennant for Cheesy Listen this morning. Can he get over the horror yesterday of inflicting Lionel Richie on the world? You'll find out next. Here's Andrew Bailey with the headlines.
Well, the Ministry of Defence...
Wax, building a bridge to your heart. Come on.
We've moved on from 24 hours ago when you played...
It's a little bit better.
Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling. You Can't Cheat coming up next, 7:34.
It's a hit.
Well, yeah, Carla said she's never texted a radio station before, but she's singing to this. She loved it. And then Christian the Time Lord strikes again. He's building a bridge to Heart Radio with this rubbish. That's from Little Jason. Very hard to please, man. It's 7:38, Absolute Radio. Christian O'Connell, Breakfast
David
Show.
David Tennant, Breakfast Show. Christian O'Connell pressing the buttons.
And I'm going to press one now for this. £5,000 is up for grabs, but you need 5 answers to 5 very difficult questions.
You should know, listeners, they really do bring the questions to this quiz into the studio in one of those silver flight boxes.
Yes, true. Richie
and
takes
nobody,
it.
And nobody knows the answer to this question except Richie and Christian. I've been trying to get out of them since I got here.
No. Can't.
Maggie, do you know?
Well, I do, actually, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
actually,
I see.
You do know this one, don't you?
Oh, I see.
They didn't tell me the others, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. You tell travel, you don't tell co-host. I see how it works.
You could tell one of your acting charms, Gielgud, De Niro. Suddenly we've got a winner. It's a Bobby De Niro in New York next Tuesday, yeah?
Listen, I just think it's all about respect. And it's about respect of your co-host, and I'm feeling disrespected.
Good. And that was the whole point for not telling you. We're glad you got your nose put on a joint there. So you need the 3 answers. And
Maggie, will you tell me later?
No.
Oh, I see where your loyalty lies as well.
Byra drinks, she will. You need to know the answer to the 2 questions that have gone so far, which are, what was roughly 3,200 kilos? 7, 9, 18, what's next and why? And now this question, no right answer so far for this. I did it twice, who am I? Here's what happened yesterday.
I think it's Gus Grissom, and he's a guy who went into space twice.
Wasn't that Laika the dog or something?
No, I think Gus forgot something. He went back up there.
Went back.
Yeah, went back to get his passport. Sorry. Well, Jim.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer. So if you're sat there thinking, I know what this is, I know. The question is, I did it twice, who am I? 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. David will spin the dice of destiny next, and one of you can have a guess. Good luck. It's Maggie Doyle with a travel at 7:40. So we're trying to come up with a radio quiz that you can't cheat, because whenever you do radio quizzes, you hear people typing in the background as they Google the questions, and fair enough. So these five questions that we've got for you are really hard. And when you've got the five answers, you can call in, but you need all five answers. They're all on the podcast. You know, if you go to absoluteradio.co.uk, you'll find them all up there. But we're at question number three at the moment. And the question is, I did it twice, who am I? I did it twice. Who am I? Okay, David Tennant, you have the Mug of Destiny.
Mug of Destiny with the role-playing 10-sided dice inside it for fighting orcs and elves.
Okay, spin it. Let's see which who's going to be lucky enough to get their one guess on next.
Line three.
Line three. Marco in Bradford, good morning.
Good morning, Christian.
Hey, sir.
Line three!
Who is that we can hear in the background? Is that a son or daughter?
The family, yes.
Fantastic. So they're all there. Let me guess, you're in the front room or kitchen as
well? Oh, I'm trying to hide from all the radios in the house, and the kids are in various different houses, rooms, getting ready for school.
Houses and
houses,
rooms?
You've got a whole street there.
Guys, it's minted, isn't
it? The big family.
Marco, I know you've been trying for days. Yeah. I think I spoke to you last week, didn't you? You were trying to get one of the guesses.
No, actually, it was yesterday morning, but seems a long time ago.
That's it. Well, listen, Marco, I need the two other answers, and then we'll take your current one, okay? So, first of all, we were asking last week, what was roughly 3,200 kilos?
The weight of the gold in the van in the Italian job.
Splendid. And then it was 7, 9, 18. What's next and why?
Number 25, the birth date of George Harrison.
That's it. Okay, now we're up to this one. I did it twice. Who am I?
George Bush. And why? Because been President of the United States of America twice. Obviously not the same person, but the same name. I hope.
You were trying to get through then feverishly this morning as soon as you heard we were doing it?
Yeah. It's one of those questions where if it's right, you either get it or you don't. And I got it in about 30 seconds. Because knowing the way your minds think, it's a bit of a lateral thinking one. I hope.
Marco, it's not the right answer.
I think you might be giving them a bit more credit than they're due, to be honest, Marco.
Oh, crikey, see, Ian's taking it on to stick the knife in, is it?
You know, well, if
Cookie
I knew...
Cookie man over
maybe,
there.
You know, maybe if I felt included in this quiz, I'd be on your side. Yeah. But as I'm sitting in the corner not knowing what the answer is...
No, you're just in charge of the light switch. That's the only thing you get to play with during the show.
I haven't played with the light switch this morning, actually.
Marco, tough luck. Thank you very much for trying, OK?
Thanks anyway. Cheers.
Hey, that's all right. Good luck. Okay, it's another chance to this morning at 9:15 on You Can't Cheat. You can start playing with the lights now. Okay.
That's all I've got.
Shopping yesterday.
Yeah, what did you get?
I can see it now because it's in my household right now. It'd be the chaos of school run.
Right.
My wife's never allowed to listen to me at home. The kids are watching TV. They don't want to listen to Dad.
Why would they?
They
get enough of you in the evenings.
Yeah, so they've heard it all. Yeah. They've heard it all. But Ruby, the eldest one, really wants one of these... Nintendo DS Lite.
So
I got that yesterday. They've stopped... The first of all thing, I needed to get a pink one. Because actually, little girl, she wants a pink one.
Sure.
They've discontinued. I got one of the last few ones that are pink. Your kids got these Nintendo DS Lite things?
No, not yet, no.
Really? It seems marketing suicide to discontinue the pink ones.
Well, apparently red's more popular. Apparently more adults buy them, the guy said.
Yeah, but all the little girls want a pink one, don't they?
But here's the thing, right? I rushed it through the house yesterday and Ruby's eyes were upon her. I said, oh, is that the game thing? I suddenly realised, obviously, she can't just open that because otherwise Christmas Day, she's got nothing to play. Okay, she's just got the game, and suddenly our dad would be like driving around. There's nothing open. Just hold it for now, and imagine there's a game in there, like Boxing Day. What are the right kind of games? What would you get a 5-year-old?
There's a little one with a puppy.
We actually have a dog, can't you?
Yeah, but they're much more interested in a virtual dog than a real one, as well. You know, there's one you get a little puppy, and it you scratch its tummy, and I don't know, it yaps at you.
Well, that will keep them occupied for a while.
Yeah, they love it. They love it.
Dog care thing.
It's called Nintendo Dogs or something like that.
Right, Nintendo Dogs. Okay, if anyone knows other games that will suit a girl, right, who's five, please let me know, because otherwise there'd be tears come Christmas Day.
Yeah.
All the brownie points will quickly subside. Hey, do you know what's coming up after the news?
Why are you
getting all nervous?
It's not that I'm nervous. I'm just fearing for the end of my career. I'm just reading through the script and seeing what's to come.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Andrew Bailey, are you ready for your cameo in the world's first Doctor Who radio play written by people on Twitter?
I am fully primed, Christian.
Excellent. Richie, have you got a role in this?
My role is quite important. I will be playing in the sound effects and being the, I guess, the narrator at the end who does the roll call of the cast.
Well,
I don't think Russell T Davis has been on the tweets. I'll be honest with you. It's not that it's poor quality, but it's not.
Okay.
Do you know, I've been with the Royal Shakespeare Company, Christian, and now what you're handing.
Didn't you do about 2 days' work with them? Then you pretended to hurt your back.
That's true. I did. Yeah.
As far as your back is now, playing up with this.
Because I was sleeping on that bed that we're trying to flog.
Yeah. When you next hear from us, right, we're going to be out in the Absolute Radio Zoo, and I need to describe. There is a bed out there right now. It's David's bed that he's had for 15 years that we're giving away tomorrow. We're doing the radio play on that. So when you next hear from David, he will be in character as Doctor Who.
Well,
Oh, come on. We know it's a sort of lame limping through it. Don't disappoint the kids. Zillions of people are tuning in. They want to hear this.
We've got a franchise to protect. What are you trying to do?
This is part of the protection. Richie, what is it called, by the way, this play?
It's the Doctor Who Twitter-sode.
The episode needs to have a title, though.
Yeah, they all have titles.
The something of something, usually. The something of death, or the...
Because it involves the bed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
The bed of death.
The bed of death is the name of this episode.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, just as well we're out there. Thanks, Rich. Now you're starting to get nervous.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with British Gas.
Doctor Who and the Stench of Careers Ending.
It's not a bad title. I've been reading through again.
The BAFTAs will be ours. Doctor Who, the live radio play, is coming up next on Absolute Radio. It's genuinely nervous, actually. I'm now out in the zoo with David Tennant.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Absolute Radio, and we're about to perform a live radio play written by everyone on Twitter. A Twitter-sode.
Yes, call it what you will. It's a career ender.
No. It's a career booster.
What's slightly surreal is we're also performing this on the bed that I slept in for the last 15 years, which is also constructed out here.
Yeah. You can win this tomorrow morning. It seriously is David Tennant's, you call it wraw iron bed?
It's iron. I'd say it is iron. I mean, there's less iron. There's bits have fallen off it. It's comfy though, right?
Yeah.
Snug.
It's very snug. It's not very big. For a big guy like you, this is quite a small bed for 15 years of fun. The stories. This bed could talk.
There were never more than two people on it at once.
Oh, really? Okay, when things got really busy, yeah. Okay, so you can win this tomorrow morning. We are filming the amazing... this is going to be 140 seconds, just like your average tweet is 140 characters. And we've got an amazing array of stars. Ready?
We have,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stars are all lined up. How are you feeling, David? Are you ready?
I'm trying to face it like a man.
Yeah. Richie, you ready with the sound effects?
I'm ready with the sound effects. I must admit, I have that sensation that I always have when it gets close to the moment of performance, and that is dread and fear. But there we go.
Sphincter tightening.
Yeah. Richie, have we the special...
Mine is certainly tight.
Have we got the special guest star on the line waiting?
The special guest star is on the line waiting.
He finally picked up the phone because you went to David 5 minutes ago. You couldn't call up the special guest star.
I'm now stitching my mates up in this as well.
Yeah. Martin, the security guard, are you ready?
I'm all ready. Ready for you.
Okay. I've got no idea what happened there. Right. Should we do this?
Yeah, okay. I'll start off your music and then OC, you have the first line. Ready?
Let's do it.
Doctor Who.
Oh, it's a good job. The bed is here in the Absolute Radio Zoo. I'm getting so stressed about John and Edward doing Queen on this weekend's X Factor that it's putting me off being the host of the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Very natural delivery you have there, Christian.
My word! The TARDIS has landed on this bed!
That
that wasn't the TARDIS. Sorry, that wasn't the TARDIS sound effect. Oh, I've learned. I'm not doing the voice. It doesn't deserve it.
I've what? How dare you, you coward! Shut up.
Oh, look. I've landed on a crappy old bed and narrowly missed taking out famous DJ. Did you write this? Well, mildly well-known DJ Christian O'Connell. What's wrong, Christian? Your brow is furrowed.
Oh, Jedward are going to ruin Queen on the X Factor this weekend. The rumours are out there that they're going to do Radio Gaga. If only there was a way to stop them.
I could help you there. The master is the force behind this.
What, Simon Cowell?
No, John Sim.
He can't be. He's currently appearing in Speaking in Tongues at the Duke of York's Theatre until the 12th of December.
Trust me, I'll end this.
But you can't do this on your own. You'll need help. Hey, why don't you take Martin, Absolute Radio's long-serving security guard?
I'm sexier than Billy Piper and that frame I put together.
Very good. Very good.
Let's just check on the Gallifrey travel before you go.
There's a broken dead spaceship on the exit for Uranus.
Oh. A little cheeky Uranus gag there. Doesn't hurt anybody, does it, to keep it going? That's the kids turning off crying. Money, what's a... And let's get the radar weather for the galaxy.
We're expecting a meteor shower at lunchtime today.
I can also get Eddie the sports guy to find out how Gallifrey Athletic got on... Stick to the script, you'll understand the joke.
Okay.
I can also get Eddie, our sports guy, to find out how Gallifrey Athletic got on last night.
No bother, we must go. We've only got 140 seconds to play with.
That's
a toilet!
That's
a toilet! It's a toilet! And it's a portal! Anyway. Here I am at the Master's Lair.
Hello, Doctor.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry to have got you involved in this. You're very
I thought you were being a DJ this week.
I'm trying. I am! But I thought you were currently appearing in Speaking in Tongues at the Duke of York's Theatre until the 12th of December.
I am, so book now to avoid disappointment. However, in between I am plotting the downfall of the Cowell Empire by masterminding Jedward.
Very good. Not any longer, you're not. Martin, take him out.
You take that.
Wow, ow. You're good. One punch and it's over. Oh, there we go. Wow, there we go.
There we go, a little bit late there, Richie.
Several punches
and nodding off their little snacks. Hang on, who's that? Oh, Martin. What?
It needed to be. We are running out of time. We have to get back to Christian before he starts the next song.
Let's go then, please.
Toilet sound effect. That's better. Wowzers! That was quick. Is it all done? Have you ended the Jedward nightmare?
Those freaky-haired twins won't be bothering your weekends ever again.
That's great news. And could you do one more thing and give Danny Minogue more than one facial expression before you go?
I'm not a miracle worker.
You've been listening to the first ever Doctor Who Twitter-sode starring David Tennant as the Doctor, John Sim as the Master,
I'm sorry, John.
Christian O'Connell as the DJ,
good morning.
Martin Dijan as the security guard, Maggie Doyle as the travel bird, and Andrew Bailey as the newsreader.
Let's play a song now, Rich. Have we got the master himself, John Sim, for a little chat now?
I don't know how this is meant to reflect on what's just happened.
Oh, no, what's happened?
But John's got to take his kids to school.
He's never going to speak to me again.
Drop them off at the pool?
No, take them to school.
I thought we were going to have a little chat with him and chat about, you know, returning as the master and Doctor Who, and he's in this play as well. He's working very hard. And also thank him for being such a good sport.
Well, look, let's not read between the lines, but, you know, maybe the play
was... It's embarrassing for David that his co-star that he dragged into doing this has hung up.
Yeah.
Maybe the play was a little bit longer than John was anticipating and it's, you know...
2 minutes.
Well, it's taking him 45 minutes to get his kids to school.
Yeah. The reviews are pouring in. Them, David. That was the worst version of Doctor Who ever from Harry, aged 14. David, that was hilarious. Poor John.
Yes.
Did seem to be in physical pain at times.
Yes, well...
Yeah. No one knows what to say.
Can I apologise for the late sound effect of the comedy punch
well? You
well?
Can apologise. I think it probably needs to be a bit more than just the sound effect of the punch being 3 seconds late.
Well, I don't see what I've got to apologise for the rest of it for, because it's composed
we
by...
We need someone to blame.
Yeah.
We need
a scapegoat.
Yes, it's going to have to be you.
I've got John Sims, I'm going to speak to me again. I need someone to
blame. He ain't going to take that call. Have you heard that? They're going to do part two tomorrow, Johnny.
My kids need taken to school again.
Oh, boy. It's good to travel. Here's Maggie Doyle with the travel. Want to come down tomorrow morning with a pimped up car, try and win the big trip to go to America thanks to Renault iMusic Special Editions range. But before that, we need to say a big thank you for being such a good sport. He sounded in physical pain to some points, like most of us, and probably you listening as well. And also, David, you need to apologise to your co-star, John Sim.
John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
John, made me do it. They made me call you.
What's going on? I
don't know what to tell you. I'm ashamed. No, I'm embarrassed.
You shouldn't be ashamed. You know why? You shouldn't be ashamed.
He didn't do the voice. He didn't do the
voice,
did he, John? He didn't give them the voice, no.
I just I had to hold something back.
Yeah, you held something back, and that's admirable.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, John, thank you very much for being such a good sport this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Christian. How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I am. Very good. I'm it's a career highlight to have acted with John Sim and David Tennant. You know, I mean, I'm not the only one who's grinning from this whole dirty episode. I've dragged you to great actors in. So are you looking forward to being back as the master during the Christmas special of Doctor Who?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It's fantastic. Really looking forward to being on telly on Christmas Day. It's a new thing for me. I've never been on before on Christmas Day.
We watched it the other day, John and I. And,
yeah, we did. We've seen it.
Seen it? What, did you have like a proper screening of it?
Kind of. We did some commentaries on it and stuff for DVDs, but John is sensational, I have to say.
Just saying that, Christian, I'm not very good at all.
And are you both happy with it? Are people going to be stunned? Are they going to be excited?
I hope they'll be stunned.
Yeah, I hope so. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It is pretty good. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Is the ending, John, are kids and mums and dads all going to be crying with the regeneration and that?
Oh, you know that. Yeah, they are indeed. There's going to be lots of tears around the land, I think. Yeah, it's very emotional.
And be honest, John, right, is it more fun, do you think, playing a baddie in something like Doctor Who or doing what David does as the Doctor? What do you think's more fun?
Well, I couldn't really comment. I don't know. I mean, it's probably best for David playing the Doctor because he was a big Doctor Who fan, and it's a dream come true, really. Yeah. But, I like playing the baddie. I'm very happy.
And you do a fine line of maniacal laughter.
Yeah. I have to practice the old manic laughter, yeah.
It's very good.
It must come in handy as well if you're telling the kids off as well, you know, or you're trying to wind them up at bath time if you start doing that scary laugh that the master does as well.
Yeah, well, sometimes when I take my boy to school, there's a semicircle round me. they all avoid me in the schoolyard.
Are they a bit fearful of you, yeah?
Yeah, they're fearful of me. But he does have his... It's good points, you know. Good.
Yeah, and if you're calling a call centre trying to sort out your home and contents insurance, you suddenly, you know, and they're like, look, this call's going to be recorded, and John, you start to do the voice and the laugh, they go, crikey, yeah, what does it say? Yeah, we'll take your call straight away. Listen, John, good luck at the Duke of York Theatre play as well. Thank you very much for giving us some time this morning. We look forward to seeing you as the Master at Christmas.
Pleasure, mate. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks, John.
All right, David, take care, mate. All the best. Have a good week.
He seemed to be laughing as he said that, didn't he? 8:33, here's the news headlines on Absolute Radio with Andrew Bailey. And across the UK, this is Absolute Radio where...
David Tennant Breakfast Show.
It's happening this week.
Till the end of the week.
Then the Christian O'Connor Breakfast Show is back Monday morning when you wake up.
Yeah, well...
And in the meantime... DT in the mix. All right, then, now we've got to work out who's going to be winning their chance to come down tomorrow morning. We'll give them £500 to pimp up the car. All thanks to Renault iMusic Special Editions range. Pete, good morning.
Morning, you all right?
Yeah, Pete, so you up for coming down tomorrow, trying to win this trip to America? Are you and three mates?
Definitely.
All right, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. You need to tell me what you would do with the £500 to your car. Pete, good luck.
Okay. I drive a white van at the minute. It's kind of a bit too much like a minibus. There's 5 extra seats in the back. I want to rip them out. I want to install a fold-out sofa bed so you can have a chill-out, you can have a party. I want to put a laminate floor in. I want to dim all the windows, make a bit more privacy, put some curtains across the front so you can get rid of the driver, laminate the floor, have a party, you can put a disco ball in. And I'm pretty sure if I win the competition, get all the money, there's some way I'd get a hot tub in there as well.
You're talking about a nightclub?
Yeah, pretty much. On the move.
In a white van. Terrifying. Pete, stay there. Thanks a lot. Emma.
Hello, Christian.
Good morning, Emma. You want to say hello to special guest then, David Tennant?
Hello, David.
Morning, Emma. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right. I'm all right, thanks. Yeah.
Emma, you ready with your little pitch about what you do to your car?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good luck. Go.
Dim four-wheel trims to give it a low-profile look, baked bean tin on the exhaust, shrink wrap the back windows, an absolute sun visor, lots of portable radios tuned into yourself, and go faster stripes to give it the full recession look.
You got another 17 seconds, or are you happy with your pitch there?
No, I'm happy with that,
the
thank you.
The full recession look, did you say?
Yeah, with the...
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, some baked beans in on the exhaust.
Oh, I see. So it's... Right.
Radio's tuned to me. Indicative of the recession. Rum old bunch today, I've got to be honest. Rich,
I think Emma was going for the flattery option there.
Yeah,
Christian.
Yeah,
I don't quite know where the beans tin fits into that.
Well, there was Pete's minibus with the installed sofa beds, laminate flooring and disco ball, which we know is a tricky
thing to install
thing from last week and yourself. Mm. Or there's Emma with the understated wheel trims, the Absolute Radio sun visor, which I think is always a quality addition to any
especially
car.
When you get the old low-lying sun,
yeah,
you know, in these autumnal mornings.
Yeah. You get. And intriguingly, a baked bean tin on the exhaust, which is underlying of the recession.
I think because I'm curious to see how it would look, I'm going to go with Emma, okay? Emma.
Yeah?
It's like... You do that if you want some money on Millionaire. Yeah? Emma, we'll see you in Golden Square in this pimped-up car tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you very much.
What make of car is it again that we're going to be seeing tomorrow?
Fiat Punto,
then, right. With some radios tuned to us and a baked bean. And on the exhaust. Yeah. We'll see that tomorrow morning, Emma, okay? Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks, David.
That was a pleasure, Emma.
All right, another chance for you to win online right now at absoluteradio.co.uk. This is a fantastic song. This is brand new from Biffy Clyro.
Yeah.
It's called Many of Horrors off their new album. We've got the news and sport coming up next, and then after nine, we're going to be giving you another chance to try and get the third question right on You Can't Cheat. And also, we'll go back to our mixtape this morning, which is the very best breakup songs. We're counting down the top 100. Please, to stop a terrible crime happening against music, and McFly being 7 of the top 10 songs. Do vote, okay, at songofthedecade.com. And in 3 minutes' time, I will play you David Tennant's favourite song of the decade. But David, who are we looking for this morning to try and win £100?
We're putting a call out for Andrew Wang.
Right, have you got some sort of wager going with your acting chums that if you say the words A Wang on the radio, you get cash?
I didn't. I'm just reading what's in front of me. It's Richie put it up on the whiteboard.
So this guy,
I read it out.
This guy, you know, goes into a voting booth with his card and it will say A Wang.
It probably will, and that's fine.
At school, A Wang.
Yes.
Okay.
And his favourite song of the decade is Last Night by The Strokes.
It's a great song, A Wang.
So, he could win £100.
That's right, if he calls us in the next half an hour. The number, please, David.
Oh yes, the number is 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
So what can you get from a great monthly offer?
The Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars.
I thought you might tell us a bit about why it's your favourite song of the decade.
I just like it.
Songs. There you got David's favourite song of the decade, Chasing Cars. Great song. And then the Foo Fighters with The Pretender. It's just coming up for 9:15. It is time for you to have another guest on You Can't Cheat. Call in now, 0330-123-1215. You need the two answers to the questions that you already know, and they are what was roughly 3,200 kilos, and also question number two, which went last week. You can hear it all online, by the way, if you want to find out more about You Can't Cheat, at absoluteradio.co.uk. Second question was 7, 9, 18, what's next and why? And then the third one you're stumped at, get it right, you can win a brand new digital radio. But once you have all five answers, that's when you can win the £5,000. The question is, I did it twice, who am I? I did it twice, who am I? 0330-123-1215. To get on air, and for David Tennant to roll the lucky dice of destiny.
It's in the mug of destiny.
Yeah. You need to know the answers to the other two questions. 0330-123-1215. Good luck.
Absolute Radio Travel.
Breakup songs ever in 5 minutes' time.
And we're still looking for a Wang.
And there's...
Where's E. Wang?
Well, if he's out there, give us a call. He's voted for The Strokes last night. It's his favourite song of the decade. And there's £100 to a Wang this morning on Absolute Radio.
Time's running out.
For a Wang, 0330-123-1215. What's up?
He's not going to... I mean, even if it's 100 quid for steak, is he going to call up to have, you know...
But that's his name.
That's his name, Ian Wang. That's his name.
Are you 10?
Am I 10?
Yeah, why are you giggling at his name being read out on air?
What's funny?
No, I don't.
Richie?
It's not me giggling, is it?
You know, maybe because you've got a young... You go out with a schoolgirl, maybe that's the kind of humour in the playground you'll bring it into studio. Please leave at the door, if you could, at 6 tomorrow.
You can't cheat.
She's 27.
Of course, I mean, I don't know why you've got to tell us that all the time. OK, we're playing You Can't Cheat. The question, which no-one's got the right answer to at the moment, is I did it twice. Who am I? Whenever we play this... We pick the line at random that we go to. David Tennant has...
That's the date of destiny.
You got it, so spin it. Who are we going to go to?
It's line number three.
It's Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning.
You very lucky man. The dice and David Tennant has selected you. So, I need the other two answers first of all. What was roughly 3,200 kilos?
That was the gold and the Italian job.
Get in. 7, 9, 18. What's next and why was question number two.
It's the Beatles' birthday. It's the Ringo Starr's birthday.
Yeah, but you've got to give us the number.
7, 9, 18. And what, there was another number.
Was it 25?
Yeah, you got lucky there. You got lucky there.
Squeaked through that.
All right, then. And then now we need this one, which no one's got so far. Third question on You Can't Cheat. I did it twice. Who am I?
Was it Chris O'Connell on The Weakest Link twice?
What? Two stupid answers? Was that what he did in The Weakest Link?
Well, yeah, that as well.
Yeah.
A few more than that to eat. Because double figures. Have you been on that?
Yeah.
How'd you get on? Get down to the final three, like my last appearance?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
BBC man, isn't it? Probably helped you through.
It was a BBC edition. It was a Doctor Who edition.
Oh, up against old men like Tom Baker.
I got stabbed
Baker.
In the back.
Who by?
By Camille Kadouri and Noel Clark.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Nasty.
I got one question wrong the whole show. Only one. Yeah.
Which was?
That's less of the point of the story than...
I think it was a sitter. What did you get wrong?
No. Anyway, Richard, what did you...
We will
Richard,
find out. We will find out. Go on YouTube.
What
and
is
I think
it
we'll
you
get the
think he did, Richard? See, I'm drawing it back to... Richard, hi.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what is it that Christian did twice on The Weakest Link?
He went on The Weakest Link twice, I believe.
That's true. That is true. But, Richard, it's not the right answer.
Nah, darn.
Whoa.
Darn
just
it.
Turned into Satan at the end there.
Yeah. Richard, tough luck. Thanks for trying.
Thanks very much.
Another chance tomorrow morning at 7:45. You can hear the wrong guesses so far when you download the podcasts at absoluteradio.co.uk. It's 9:30. I'm looking at this in a poll.
Yes.
Yeah. Britain's sexiest man.
Wow.
For women over 30.
That's okay.
That's great news. Yeah. Great news. You've beaten James Bond hunk Daniel Craig.
That is a bit ridiculous, but I'm very happy to take the honour.
1,000 ladies were polled. Ewan McGregor got 55% of the vote. And that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, listen to this then, right? I'm reading this out.
Yeah.
You got a whopping 70% of the poll.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Daniel Craig was voted second sexiest with 56% of the vote.
Well,
you add these up, Rich.
Yeah, already that's over.
I think the integrity
Ewan
of
McGregor.
This poll has been cast into doubt suddenly.
Ewan McGregor got 55%. Right. So far there's about 200...
You got about 170% so far.
Yeah.
Sean Connery was fourth with 51%.
Okay, looking about 220 now.
Yeah.
Goodness. Followed by Sharp star Sean Bean, who got 47% of the vote.
A lot, yes.
Colin Firth came sixth with 45% of the vote.
Really? You're up to about 300%.
That is an interesting bit of maths that they've done there.
You've worked with Colin, haven't you? We had him a while ago, actually. He's in St Trinian's with you.
I'm in St Trinian's too, yes, which comes out December 18th.
Top man, he said it was a great fun to do.
It is such fun to do.
Yeah, well, if you're a guy, where's the downside to appearing with ladies dressed
like that?
You know
the like thing that? About that? That is the one downside, because you suddenly become terribly aware of being rather old.
Yeah, and pervy.
I should have had this, if I knew what this poll, mind you, this is ladies over 30, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just surrounded by very young women in very short skirts who look at you like they're your granddad.
And you're paid to do this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough job.
But the first one was a huge movie. It made a shed
education. Enormous.
Russell in the first one, Russell Brand.
He was, yeah.
And
yeah.
Now he's obviously...
He wasn't available.
No, like John Sim, the old school run professor like that.
No,
Russell wanted to do it. I'm sure he did.
We're getting a lot of people on tweets who want to know when this is out, when they can see you on
December
the big screen.
December 18th.
December the 18th.
Yeah, it's a Christmas treat for all the family.
Right, okay, so let's get back into the OC mixtape.
Yeah.
Obviously, David's leaving his character as Doctor Who, so we thought it's a great excuse to break out. 10 songs that you can nominate are the greatest breakup songs ever. So far, Richie, we're halfway through. What have we got on there?
Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way.
Get in.
Heart, Alone.
Tonight.
The Creak of Leather.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Bunny Boyder.
Elvis Costello, I Want You.
Wrist Slasher.
And Prefab Sprout, When Love Breaks Down.
Class.
Tearjerker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sluggish first thing this morning.
Yeah, we've missed a sitter, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
One off, if not the greatest. I mean, written by the little fella, Prince, for Sinead O'Connor. It's been 7 hours. What's up, Richie? You look disapproving at it.
It's a drab beginning.
A drab beginning. What do you want then? Like some cowbell?
I want something that comes
a kind of woo, woo, doof, doof, good together.
It's been 7 hours.
Into that?
I like something that will start with a good beat. Communard starts with doof, da.
So you want the Phil Collins drum roll into It's Been Seven. Doof, 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 doof,
doof, doof, doof, doof, boom. If it's a breakup, you don't want to dwell and wait for the song to get going. No, because
you're in that kind of dwelly. I mean, if you're broken up, you're not rushing to meet the person that dumped you, are you? You are very much sat around.
Lying naked on the floor, like Natalie Imbruglia says on Torn, which should also be in this mixtape.
Hey, do you want to listen to something smooth?
Mm-hmm.
This is Liquid Radio. That's how you prefer to start.
Perfect.
Yeah? That's how you think this should start.
Look at that, Christian. Hey?
You like that?
Fingers were a blur over the buttons
there. So Sinead goes
making
in, but
happen.
It's the EastEnders drum. Phil Collins. Sinead mix.
You want to come straight on the vocal there?
Actually, yeah, we're going to need a bit of time.
We need a bit of time to get back to
you. So you just want to go straight to Sinead, Richie, with this mix, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay. Another one you think we miss was You Too.
With or Without You. As Ross and Rachel on Friends were split up to this.
Of course, you know, I was trying to work out, what the TV show was.
Yes.
With or Without You. What a great song. Now, see, You Too, right, they've also got, I guess, someone said Stay. That's not really a sort of breakup song. That's more of a yearning song, isn't it?
Which Stay? Because there's several Stays we could have.
With or Without You.
With or Without You. That's in. That's got to be in.
Straight in, Richard.
Come on, Richie. Back up. Off the chair.
Sat back down after
come on.
Riding up Sinead O'Connor on the whiteboard.
Thought he was finished. We've got at least three different Stays that all qualify.
All right, run me past the Stays then.
Stay by Lisa Loeb. Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, I think I'm remembering. I only hear what is that right?
This is a real, what is this, early 90s, around about a time of Heathers and movies like that.
Didn't she have sort of cookie glasses, I seem to remember.
Yeah, she did, and lots of women started wearing those kind of jointy little glasses around that time. I love this song.
Glasses, though.
Stay E17.
Sorry?
Stay E17.
You do realise we're live on Absolute Radio.
I was just chucking in another Stay.
Ellie, let's hear it out then. So, Stay Lisa Loeb, or...
Yeah.
It's a Christmas number one.
We may all have to take our shirts off to this, isn't that what you do?
Remember that Tony Mortimer and the See again, following your theory of your drab intro, this might need a bit of the old.
Oh yeah. I think this needs a any fireworks you've got, really.
You can't help but smile when you hear this, but it's not right, Richard. What's the third Stay song contender?
Shakespeare's Sister.
Oh.
Oh, come on, this is a great track.
A foghorn voice.
This is a great track.
No.
A great video with it. I mean, it's less, again, if you go by the video, it's less of a breakup and more of a singing over a corpse song.
I mean.
Oh, it's great. And that bit with Siobhan Fahey comes in halfway through. I'll go
Does not stand
to the bit
the
where Siobhan Fahey comes in.
I'd rather not, because it'll hurt my headphones. You can't...
Yeah, got...
I'm going with jaunty 90s glasses.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb goes up
there. Very good.
All right, we'll take some calls on this next. Breakup anthems, what are your favourite ones? 0330 123 1215. Van Halen Jump on Absolute Radio, 9:47. So we're talking about breakup songs. Richie, at the moment, what have we got on our mixtape? The greatest breakup songs ever made.
There are two berths left. We have 8 so far on the mixtape. Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way. Heart, Alone. Mm. Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. Elvis Costello, I Want You. Prefab Sprout, When Love Breaks Down. Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. You Too, With or Without You. And Stay by Lisa Loeb.
On the text, everyone's crying out, how can we have missed the contemporary one? Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less.
I'm going to go straight into campaign.
What?
That Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less, knocks Heart out of berth two.
You want Alone taken out?
I want Alone taken out.
On berth two?
It's flammable hair and it's creaking leather and I don't want to hear it. Mind you, we still, you know, there's still a space for one more, so maybe, I don't know.
Well, hang on, what about then, if we're talking, taking out an 80s bit of something and replacing it with... Because when you're broken-hearted, your wings, they're broken. Mister.
Yeah, maybe that knocks Heart out.
Let's take out Heart.
Heart goes... Heart's gone.
Someone tell Andrew Bailey, head of news, that Heart's been replaced. His song by Mr. Broken Wings.
Yeah.
Martin's on the line in Watford. Good morning, Marty.
Not really.
Hello?
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 Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Not a lot.
Okay.
What song would you like to add to the mixtape?
10cc, I'm Not in Love.
Right.
Have you recently been dumped yourself or something there, Marty? You seem a bit upset.
Martin, that's why I got confused with. I didn't know who Marty was.
Sorry, Marty.
I did actually, about 3 years ago I split up, but I'm not still bitter.
No. Did you play this song a lot at the time?
Sorry?
Did you play this song a lot at the time?
Probably why she dumped him.
No.
Reminds me of school discos.
I don't think it would have helped. It would have made it worse, probably.
Probably would have done.
Wow.
Yeah.
So don't I literally feel like we're at a wedding disco now playing this, don't you? Could the owner of the escort registration L317 please come over?
You don't want to be playing this at a wedding disco, though. It's not exactly cheering the couple onto a lifetime of happiness.
Probably
is
why
it?
I don't get many bookings anymore.
Yeah.
Richie, you're picking your wart. You're the producer. Dave and I will rely on you as a kind of talisman for energy.
Surely picking up a wart signifies what I think of the song.
Oh.
You don't think I'm Not in Love is a good breakup song? 10cc, Good and Cream, no?
You're looking at the last one, the one to finish off the mixtape. I don't think it's strong enough.
What about line 7? That's quite that's a bit of a tearjerker.
Hang on, let's try Richard then. That's Richard, you're line 7. Good morning, Richard Nipsom. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Christian. Good morning, David.
Morning, Richard.
Got the right order there, good lad. Richard, what song do you think?
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago.
If You Leave Me... I can't find it in the system. I know that Russ always takes the copy home with him every day. Sticks in his car and just drives back and forth, blasting out the windows with
He'll
the subwoofers.
He'll be in a minute. We'll get him to bring it up.
If You Leave Me Now. It's the Russ Williams version. I reckon Chicago, If You Leave Me Now, is the final berth there. Brilliant.
Do you not have it on the system? It's that cheesy that it's not
Someone's run off with it.
Right, okay.
Right, Richie, that's the last one there. Okay, this is going to... Well, we've got a choice between the last song that we played this morning until we're back tomorrow morning. We can either have... What a Song, or...
Oh, that would be my favourite.
Look what I've got in my possession.
David, in cities, what is the capital of Denmark?
Oh, what? We don't need to hear the answer. Do we want
Copenhagen? I think you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
God bless you, Anne. Feeling's entirely mutual.
But you are the weakest link.
You could have helped us out. tomorrow morning when DT returns as part of his residency in the morning on Absolute Radio. We're going to be selling his bed.
Yes.
So what they need to know about the bed, you can see online at absoluteradio.co.uk, up on Facebook as well. It is there. This is a bed of yours for 15 years.
Yes. You need to know that it's a health hazard. You need to know that it's falling apart. You need to know that it's not particularly comfortable.
Brilliant. So who of you listening right now does go, crikey, well, how can I buy such a thing?
Who could turn that down? Yes. Who could resist?
It has been slept on the mattress, and goodness knows what else.
Oh, it's been slept on a lot of times, many times.
15 years you've had this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You can win this tomorrow morning. We are holding an auction.
Yeah.
And it's all for children in need.
That's so right.
If you want the doctor's bed, and we've even got his bedspread. He does sleep in a Doctor Who bedspread.
Funnily enough, that was added. But we're throwing it in, right?
Yeah, we're chucking it in, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So if you'd like to bid for it, bidding starts tomorrow morning. Richie, what time are we going to open up? What boy, what are you up to over there?
He's picking at it with a pen now.
No, with a permanent marker, you've been picking at a wart.
Don't draw a face on it.
Address the nation.
6:30 tomorrow morning.
6:30? We're starting early.
Yeah, 6:30 then if you want to get your bids in. Anything you've missed today is up online, absoluteradio.co.uk, including the amazing Twitter-sode.
Oh,
the live
yes.
radio Doctor Who plays.
Yes.
Ross Williams is up next with the No Repeat Guarantee and, of course, the 80s Hour at midday. Thanks for listening.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with British Gav.